Welcome to Talks from the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. And thus the Bible opens. This is one of the most astounding statements ever written. The heaven and the earth are the creation of God and show forth His amazing handiwork. The world is not a result of some cosmic upheaval, but rather a work of the Almighty God. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding, Isaiah 40:28. Thus saith God the Lord, He that created the heavens, stretched them out, He that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, He that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the Spirit to them that walk therein, Isaiah 42:5. The universe is a display of marvelous unity and exact precision. As the watch comes from the craftsmanship of the watchmaker, so the universe has come from the creation of the divine craftsman, who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance, Isaiah 40:12. The marvel of the universe is the exactness in which the waters, dust, and mountains are weighed. There is no chaos, but a display of perfect order. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork, Psalms 19:1. Who can look at the stars of heaven, are the dewdrops that gather on a rosebud without awe and wonder with the full understanding that God created. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, Romans 1:20. The budding tree and the flowing stream are the visible evidence of the invisible Creator. Sometime in the long ago, God said, "Let there be day and night, heaven, earth, and seas, seed-bearing plants, sun and moon and stars, sea life and fowl and beast of earth, and man made in the image of God." Life came by the breath of God, and since that week, the heavens and the earth and all that has life has continued. In a city given to idolatry, the aged preacher of truth said, "God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that He is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands as though He needeth anything, seeing He giveth to all life and breath and all things, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed, and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though He be not far from every one of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being." Acts 17:24-28. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.